Well, you know, you check around and, you know, you turn on the TV, the TBN, you turn, you know, you get on your radio to the Christian radio stations and all of these different places, and you find people preaching about different things. And I'm not talking about telling the same thing with a different understanding. I'm talking about different things. Some people don't preach on them, but I came across some information this week and stirred up this in me, and I've been doing some research and been thinking about it. And for those of you that may watch him, if you know here for a while, I don't know what he's doing now. I haven't seen him for a few weeks. But the last time I was watching his program, John Hagee was talking about the blood moons and giving his opinion about them and scriptures and about different things that he had. And he does that kind of ministry a lot. So does Perry Stone and others. And then there are some, you know, that just talk about how good you are and how good you can feel tomorrow. And but somebody called me. I got a phone call. And they said, I want to ask you a question. And they asked me the question, and I said, well, I don't know. This is the first I've heard about it. I said, I guess I'm a little behind or something. And they sent me a link to a website. I said, well, I'll check it out and give you my opinion. And so I went to the website and I started looking at the information that was coming in from different places. And I decided that this morning I was going to preach a different kind of sermon than what I normally preach. And I'm going to call this morning's message Clouds and Trumpets. Clouds and Trumpets. And we're going to look at some of the places in the scriptures where it talks about clouds and trumpets. And then I'll tell you about the phone call. I'll tell you about the phone call. But I want to tell you this first. And that's nothing that you don't know, but I just want to remind you that it's in here. And if you're listening on the internet, this applies to you too. It's in the scriptures. And we're going to begin, and I've got several scriptures and a lot of it. I'm just going to read the scripture. And I'm not going to turn there for the sake of time, but I'll give you the scripture and you write it down, and then you can, if you're fast enough, I guess you can look it up by the time I start reading it. But if not, you can look it up later. But we're going to start. I am going to read this one out of Scripture because it's a little longer. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And Acts chapter 1, we're going to begin with verse 9. Acts chapter 1, beginning with verse 9. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. This same Jesus will come again in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. How did they see him go into heaven? He was taken up and a cloud hid him from their sight. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 51, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I tell you a mystery." Now, a lot of things involving God are still mysteries to us. Sometimes, and I don't mean to be flippant about this, but sometimes God works the same way that our minds tell us magicians work. We see what happens, but we can't figure it out. How did he do that? Now, with magicians, you know, if we're really intelligent people and knowledgeable people, we know that some way or other he did something that made our eyes be deceived. And you know, when you find out how some of these magicians do their tricks, it takes all the excitement out of it, you know. But on the other hand, with God, we know that it's not a trick. But we still don't know how he did. You know, there's still people, I'm sure, that are wondering about that lady in the class, still trying to figure out how it happened. The simple fact God brought her back from the dead doesn't suffice. Got to have been something going on that we can explain. Well, you can't explain a lot of what God does. Now, one of these days we may be able to, when we get to sit down and see how it was done, when we get to the other side, and we can have a glimpse of how things are done now. But for instance, here it says, in a moment. In a moment. How long is a moment? Well, in this particular case, this moment is the word that we get the word atomic from. Now, as far as we are concerned, an atom is about the smallest thing that you can get. Now, I know an atom is made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. But as far as mass, we're all made up of atoms. And you can get us all the way down to the atomic level. That's as small as you can take us. But this particular moment is from a word that means an indivisible amount of time. Now think about how short that is. Second, not much time, is it? Now, for some reason or other, in our minds, the idea that we associate with the word moment is a little longer than a second. It's just, you know, it's a small, compacted amount of time, but there has to be time for a moment to happen. But in this particular case, it's an indivisible amount of time. It's how quick it's going to be. Now, you take a second. You can break a second down into tenths of a second. We see that all the time in the track and field, in the races and things like that. You know, they won by 1/100th of a second. 1/1000th of a second. 10/1000th of a second. And you can divide and divide it, but If that's the case, then think how quick an indivisible amount of time is. Now, I'll tell you what I think. I think one of the reasons why things seem to go on and on for us is because we're not in a moment of time. But I believe God exists in a moment of time. There is no divisibility in the time frame that God works in. That's why it takes so long for us. I can remember one time when I was in physics class or something. I can't remember what class it was, but the professor was saying this. He said that if you had an atom and you take the little electrons that are going around, you know, if you look at an atom, it looks kind of like a solar system. Just a whole lot smaller. So if that's the case, if an atom is like a solar system but a whole lot smaller, maybe a solar system is like an atom but a whole lot bigger. But the professor said, due to the relativity of time and size, while a few seconds of our life passes here, if you were inhabitants on an electron going around a neutron in an atom, a few minutes here could be years or generations to them. With the Lord, 1,000 years is one day, and one day is 1,000 years. Our 1,000 years could be His day, because He operates in atomic time, to put it in a framework that we understand as humans. In the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound. The trumpet will sound. What trumpet? The last trumpet will sound. Now, keeping those two portions of Scripture in mind, let me read you these things. Matthew 17:15. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." This is the incident of the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus went up with his disciples. One of the few times and the most prominent time that they got to see Jesus other than in his earthly fashion. They got to see him as the divine king. A bright cloud. The cloud showed up. Bright cloud. And we'll find out that clouds have done a whole lot of things other than drop rain on the earth. In Matthew 24:30-31, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And what will they do? Mourn. Oh my God. It is true. They were right. Isn't it interesting that Jesus didn't say, when everybody sees me coming with power and great glory, they're going to shout and jump and praise? He said they're going to mourn. There's going to be such an awesome display like they've never seen before. And it's going to put fear and dread in their hearts. In Matthew 26:64, when he's talking to Pilate, Pilate said, "Are you the Messiah?" And Jesus said to him, "It is as you said." In other words, you said I was the Messiah. You were right. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power. He didn't say in the right hand of God. He said sitting at the right hand of the power. Of the power. Not a power, the power. When you use the word a, you're talking about one of a group. When you use the word the, you're specifying a particular one. The power. Sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Mark 13. Well, that particular portion of scripture is also in Mark 14:62 as well as in Matthew 26:64. Mark 13:26 and Luke 21:27. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. I mean, awesome display. For those of you that may have seen the movie Independence Day, when those spacecrafts came in and the special effects that they showed as they were coming into the earth, they're not going to be anything compared to what's going to be like when Jesus comes. Wow. Revelation 1:7 says this. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. And listen to what John says, or the angel said. Even so, amen. Even so, amen. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. And even so, amen. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. And even if they do, let it happen. That's what he's saying. Too late. Revelation 4:1 says this, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Now let me share this with you too. You got to understand this. Things going on in the world, we are heading toward a conclusion. We are heading toward an end. And there are things that are going to happen, and I don't care how much you pray against them, you're not going to change it. You're not going to be able to pray away the Antichrist. You're not going to be able to pray into a desolate place under a rock, the beast. You're not going to be able to stop it. We're not going to be able to stop the rise of one world religion. And we only got two candidates that I can see that would fall into the area. I mean, like presidential candidates, we got a whole lot of them. Nobody knows about some of them. But we got two candidates right now for that world religion thing. And one of them's losing. Because everybody's turning against it. And the best thing I see right now for world religion is Islam. According to the scriptures, that world religion, one world religion is not going to get stopped. It's going to happen. Now, here several years ago, the one world religion, some Christians and everything, the Protestant side of Christianity, said that the one world religion was going to be Rome. And that all this stuff was coming out of Rome. The Catholics. But that's just people that looked at that, and the only two things you could see back then was Protestants and Catholics. You go back 400 or 500 years, well, about 1,000 years ago, a little over, give or take a couple hundred years. Islam almost made it then. They were on the verge of taking over Europe. And did you know that basically Spain now is Moorish Muslim? Only European country that is. But there was two battles. The Battle of Warsaw and the Battle of Tours. In those two battles, the Christian or the non-Muslim part of Europe was saved because the Muslims were defeated in those two battles and they had to pull back. Now I tell you what, when the devil is pushing you, when the devil is prodding you, when the devil is supplying you, you can do some pretty nasty, rotten, big, dangerous things in the earthly realm. And I think we found that out with ISIS. Now, the junior high group of fighters now have turned into a group that we've had more trouble with than Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. And we don't have the stomach right now to stand up against them. And I'm not saying this is a Christian against Muslim war. I'm saying this is a freedom against domination war. They're going to tell you if they take over what you're going to believe, and if you don't believe it, they're going to kill you. Now here in this country, you have the right to believe strongly in Christianity, or you have the right to be an atheist. You have a right to be straight, or you have a right to be gay. You have a right in many places now, and I know it's still in Ireland, but you have a right to marry a man or a woman, or you have a right to marry somebody the same sex you are. You know, you don't have them freedoms under Islam. There are no homosexuals in Islam unless they're very, very quiet about it. And you're going to get, you know, those things, your sins will find you out. Now, things are happening and they're going to keep happening and we're going to have to live with them. And what we're going to have to realize is that we are not part of this world. We belong to a different kingdom. Our support doesn't come out of Washington. It comes out of heaven. Our defense is not provided, as much as I love it and appreciate it and everything, our defense is not provided by the United States Army when you're talking about the heavenly kingdom. The defense of this country is provided by the army. It's supposed to be one of the constitutional powers is to protect this country from aggressors. Now, come up and hear, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Which must take place after this. Now I've got one more scripture, and it's from Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. We'll start with verse 2. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So now keep all of this in mind with the clouds and the trumpets when I get ready to tell you what I'm going to tell you. What the phone call I got was about the fact that all over the world, people are hearing from the sky, they say. It's on every continent. There's specific instances. There's at least three places in Canada that were 1,000 miles apart. Russia, Houston, Texas, Allen, Texas, Hong Kong, New York, Germany, Australia, and other places that I couldn't remember from the article, that are hearing the sound from the sky of what sounds like trumpets. Now, as I listened to them, because there were several videos on there from different places, and to see these people standing out just looking around, watching, where is that? What is that? What it sounds like? A trumpet. It sounds like a horn blowing. I don't know how many of you can remember, and I don't know what happened to it, or I'd use it as an example. The shofar, the ram's horn thing, that's called a trumpet many times in the scriptures. That's what those sounds sounded like in those videos. And they were just, you know, it was eerie. I know the person that told me, they said they were watching one of them, and before they got through with it, they had to turn it off. It was beginning to get real eerie to them. Sort of like that. And it wasn't like it was a couple of seconds. One of them lasted 20 minutes. And so I got to read some information about, you know, well, what about this? First of all, let me say this. I'm jumping ahead of myself, but this will maybe put a chill in you a little more. NASA has said they don't know what it is. They don't have an answer. Now, there are some people with answers, you know, just like there are people who have answers to everything. But NASA said, we don't have an answer. We can't tell you what's happening. But they do know this. It started in 2009. First ones were heard in 2009. Never before is there a record of anybody ever writing down or sharing or saying anything anywhere about ever hearing anything that sounded like trumpets from the sky, you know, in modern times. 2009. But it greatly increased in January of 2012. The incidents and the occurrences and the length of the trumpet sounds went up dramatically in January of 2012. Now, if you remember from 2012, first of all, there was a movie came out of Hollywood, and the name of the movie was 2012. And the movie was about basically the destruction of Earth, and it was based upon the Mayan calendar that was supposed to show time ending in the December of 2012. Now, of course, those things didn't take place, but, you know, I look into things like that, and it kind of makes me wonder, with all the big thing about 2012, and then when do the trumpet sounds start increasing, multiplying? January 2012. Now, this made me raise my eyebrows. Because one person described what they heard as this. They used this expression. It's like the earth is groaning. Sounds like the planet is in pain. Romans 8:22 says, "For the whole creation groans until now to be delivered." What am I saying? I'm just telling you what's happening. I read you the scripture, the significance of clouds and trumpets. Now I'm talking about things that are going on around us that are associated with trumpets and clouds. Now let me tell you about the cloud video I saw. These guys were going down the road in the car. They had their phones or whatever it was, and this was in another country. I don't remember where it was, but they were driving down the road and they noticed the clear sky. No clouds anywhere. I mean, they were showing us the. And they saw this cloud. And it wasn't a big cloud and it was pretty well defined. But it was moving. Moving in a way that normal clouds don't move. You know, if the wind's blowing clouds and they're moving, you notice how they'll change forms. You know, there'll be, you can look up and, oh, there's a, look at that horse's head. And then in a minute the wind's changing and over here. Oh, look at, there's another thing and all that. And that's the way the clouds do. This cloud never changed its shape. It's coming through the air. These guys are driving down the road, filming it, talking about it, but they weren't talking in English, so I don't know what they were saying. And watching it. And it came over like this, and then it started coming down. And it came down in front of them, a few hundred feet down the road, and when it came down, it just sat down on the ground. And it was just sitting there. And then two or three little pieces of it all just broke off and went in different directions. They disappeared in a few minutes, but the cloud itself just sat there. And you know, human curiosity overcomes sometimes in some people any kind of fear. And so this one guy was so taken with this that he got out of the car, and the other guy's still filming it. He got out of the car and he walked down to towards that cloud. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I'd have had the guts to do that. But he walked down to the cloud, walked right up beside it, and raised his arm like this to touch it. And when he touched it, his arm went right on into it, just like it would have fog or a cloud. And he pulled it back out, and he looked around at the guy. He went in, and he took both hands, and he pushed it a little bit, and the hole parted in it. And the inside of it was hollow. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Why stand you here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus whom you see going into heaven will come again in like manner. What took him out of their sight? Cloud. What did we read in all those scriptures? He's coming back into what? Clouds. Now, I'm not saying that that was Jesus. I'm simply saying that was a phenomena that they can't explain. Clouds do not act that way. How do we know that? Because it says in Scripture that we read, how do we know that angels don't travel in clouds? Just to keep us from seeing them. Now, I know that you can take computers and cameras and you can do just about anything. I saw that movie 2012, and buddy, they made it look like the earth was coming apart. There was some good graphic effects in that movie to make you think you were in the middle of the apocalypse. And I know that things can be created that aren't real. Now, I don't want to say that. I want to remind you of a book that came out, 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming Back in 1988. Y'all remember that book? That book was well circulated through this church because there was a certain lady, she's gone on to be with the Lord, and she knows now why he didn't come in 1988, I'm sure. But she watched this, and she was so involved in it. She read the book, and it, you know, if a book didn't impress you, it wouldn't sell. But anyway, she bought, I don't know how many she bought. She bought enough to pass out to most every family in the church. I never did take it serious because it violated some scriptural things. Like no man knows. But he did say for us to keep our eyes open. Now, let me give you the explanations that have been given for these recent trumpet events. Some people are just saying they're convinced and they've got proof. It's just a worldwide hoax. Now, that's pretty well organized. But you know, there are a lot of people in the world that believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a hoax. They believe the Bible is not really real. It's a hoax. Jesus didn't rise from the dead. It's a hoax. And you know, there's people that push the conspiracy theory that man never went to the moon. That it was all a hoax. But the problem with that is there's too much evidence available to prove they didn't go if they didn't go. Now, Russia was in a contest with us to go. They could see the same things we saw. They could hear the same things we heard. If it had been a hoax that the United States was trying to pull on the world, Russia would have said, hey, don't believe them because we've been tracking everything they're doing. They're not going anywhere. They didn't see any men up there. I mean, I'm sure they would have jumped in as quick as they could to dispel the fact that we didn't go if, for real, we didn't. But anyway, there are people that have a pretty good argument. And you know, you can have a good argument for something, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. It's just a good argument. And then, like I said, Jesus. Now, you can be mistaken about things. like many conservatives and Christians, people that are sort of on the right of the political pole, with all the expectations that were wandering around with Y2K, how the whole computer system in the world was basically going to collapse when midnight 1999 hit. And it didn't. I mean, I know people that moved out of the cities because, well, when the computers go down, we won't be able to get food or electricity or anything. We got to go out here where we don't have to depend on anything. Well, that didn't happen. But they didn't hear trumpets either. Now, another explanation for the trumpets is that this sound is just natural earth sounds. Sounds that the earth gives off just in its day-to-day existence. Okay? The earth's been around for a lot of day-to-day existence. How come we didn't start hearing it until 2009? And what is it? Unless it is the earth groaning because the planet's in pain. And Romans 8:22 has become audible. Another explanation of the trumpets is that it's aliens. You know, there's a big group of intelligent, when I say intelligent, I'm talking about people that are able to put together documentaries and read, write books and all like that. I'm not talking about people out here in the woods. I'm talking about mainline people. There's a lot of mainline people that are sold on the fact of aliens. On the History Channels, have you ever seen, I don't know, I'm not talking about whether you watch the program, but if you're looking for what's on TV, you know, in your guide, Ancient Aliens. I mean, the History Channels have those programs on just almost any time you want to watch them. Ancient Aliens. In Search of Ancient Aliens. How Ancient Aliens. They even, somebody said, probably angels were aliens, and the people that saw them first didn't understand them, so they just made, you know, supernatural beings out of them. Like I said, there's arguments for everything. Oh, one place I read said the reason that we've never been back to the moon, the reason that we never went back to the moon after we went up there the first time, is because when they got there, they found the moon crawling with aliens. And the aliens basically warned them, you go home and you stay there, and we don't want to see you back up here again. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there, but when this stuff is happening, we need to take notice of it to say, Did you know now the scientists are saying that there's a good possibility that they have evidence to prove that there never was a Big Bang? And I'm not talking about Christian scientists that never believed it to begin with. I'm talking about people that are looking for the truth, and the truth to them was the Big Bang theory. But now with the big the Hadron over in Switzerland, the big particle smasher that they have. It's about 15 miles, has a 15-mile radius, diameter, just a big circle 15 miles long, and they send these particles through this thing, and they get them going so fast that they break apart. And they're using that, and they say, you know, based upon some of the things that we found from this, we don't know for sure now that there was a Big Bang, that there was things that existed before the Big Bang, but we don't know what. Okay, God could be one of them. just depends on what you want to believe. Now, another explanation that some people have given, and when I read this, part of it I didn't understand. But the part that I understood was sort of fantastic. Space waves. And I don't mean like sun spot. I mean, you know, like solar waves and all like that. It's a deeper thing than that. It goes all the way back to the fact that something's going on at the center of our galaxy. And some scientists are concerned that if this keeps going on, our galaxy is going to fall into the hole. Now, that's another one. And then, of course, another explanation is biblical happenings. God is getting us prepared for the last trumpet. The last trumpet. Why would it say the last trumpet if there weren't some previous trumpets? So maybe we're getting privileged to hear these previous trumpets sounding for some reason. Like, for instance, the trumpet sound that they heard in Houston and Allen, Texas. Y'all been watching the news lately about Houston and Allen, Texas? They're about to get flooded away. I mean, there's been, it's a mess down there. They heard it over in Asia. What happened in Nepal? I'm not making a basic statement saying that there's a connection. But what I am saying is this. Matthew 24:42, and this is my closing statement. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Now, you don't have to answer me, but did all of this send maybe the slightest little chill through you somewhere? You know, we've been being told and being told and being told we're in the last days. Now, if we're in the last days, what's that mean? The end is coming. What do the trumpets mean? I don't know. I told you all the explanations people have given. But something is happening on this planet that has never happened before 2009. Now, whatever it is, I don't know. But I do know this. Watch, therefore. Watch. Keep an open mind about everything, but don't jump to any conclusions. Don't write something off as ridiculous, and don't embrace it as 88 reasons that it's going to happen. I'm just simply telling you this morning, there are clouds in the Scriptures and great significance to them. More than just a good rain. And there are a lot of things about trumpets in the Scriptures that are more than just a good concert. Oh, one other thing. All of the sounds that they, of course, when something like this happens, you know, everybody analyzes it everywhere they can. So they analyze these sounds from all over the world that have been recorded. And all of them are within a certain harmonic range. And all of the sounds are somewhere close to 60 hertz. Give or take, fluctuates a little bit, but all around the 60 hertz level. So something's in common going on with all of them. Now, what it is, time will tell. But time can be very, very short in a moment. So people start talking about different things out here. The subject comes up now. Now you're aware of it. Now let me ask you this. How many of you knew about the trumpets before I talked about it this morning? Okay. That's good. Three. I didn't know anything about it when I got the phone call. But the first thing that I thought when they told me what was happening, I remembered 1 Corinthians 15 at the last trumpet. I remember that specifically, the last trumpet sound. And I thought, well, last implies that there's more ahead of it. So keep your eye on the sky. Oh, one other thing I meant to tell this. The occurrence in Germany was a little different than the rest of them. They were out in the road or outside there in the yard or wherever they were, and they were just standing there talking. And suddenly, in a clear blue sky, and they got this on video. In the clear blue sky, there was a flash. Just like this. And they described it as it looked like, for just a second, a portal opened in the sky. And then as soon as that was gone, the trumpet started. Quite interesting. Something to consider. But if there's nothing to any of that, the scriptures that I read to you this morning are true. They will be true. And one day we will see him coming in the clouds when the last trumpet sounds. And it may not be very long. Let's stand. Be sure to pay attention to the last paragraph in my article that I put in the bulletin this morning. First time God really gave Moses the law, he did it with clouds and trumpets. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we do not want to be caught unaware. We do not want to jump to conclusions, but we want to be led by your Spirit into the truth. And Lord God, as we prepare ourselves for the days that are coming, help us, Lord God, to look to you, put our trust in you, and in your word. For your word, Lord God, has declared to us all that's going to take place. And I thank you, Lord God, that there's no fear in us because perfect love casts out fear. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we wait for you, as we wait for the return of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on the white horse leading his army, and we have hope in Jesus Christ. Let us live our lives, Lord God, in such a way that we influence the people that we're in contact with every day. And we thank you, Lord God, for the peace that we have in our heart concerning all that you have said, the good and the bad that's coming. We're in your hands. And we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.